You're listening to SarasotaDog.com, audio edition, The Daily Bone.
Welcome to Sarasota Dog. This is the audio edition, and I'm excited to introduce Dr. Francis Baker, who will be joining us today to talk about dog food and all natural and what you really need to know before you go out and buy new dog food. Welcome, Dr. B.
Hi, Mary Lou. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us. You know, wow, the dog food thing has become such a morass right now, and I just thought you could help sort of demystify some of the things that are being said about all natural food and organic food. How do we know what to choose for our dogs?
It's a matter of becoming an educated consumer, reading the labels and really knowing the buzzwords of what you're looking for.
Right. Well, I noticed, you know, the breakdown on the side panel of the bag or on
right.
the can will also often start with, you know, the amount, the percentage of protein and the percentage of crude fat. So what kind of ratios should we be looking for?
It's going to depend on really the age of the animal that you're feeding, because their nutritional requirements are going to vary with life stage.
Right. So EVO is a big buzzword, you know, for food brands in the dog food community. And when I was checking out their side panel, it was like 40-something protein. And, gosh, that was seemed really high to me. But that would be appropriate, so, for, like, a dog that does agility or a younger dog, or can you help me figure
exactly.
that out?
Exactly. Dogs that are growing, dogs that are very active, dogs that have a job. They're going to burn more calories, and they're going to need higher protein for the muscle performance.
Mm-hmm. What about gluten-free is another big buzzword that's happening. And
absolutely.
So how do you know? I mean, does a dog actually exhibit symptoms like a person would if they're allergic to something? And if they don't, how would you know if they have an issue?
They may show symptoms such as an intolerance. Glutens, specifically, as you mentioned, those are found in corn and wheat, which, unfortunately, can be a high percentage of a dog food ration. And many animals don't tolerate that very well.
Mm-hmm. And so they might have diarrhea or throw up, or how do you know they're not tolerating
that,
it?
That or what we see a lot of is skin itching, or with the gluten issue, it is more of malabsorption in the small intestine, so they're not absorbing all the nutrients that the stomach has just worked very hard to digest the food and break down into an absorbable form. The dog doesn't get to use it.
Yikes. Well, how do you feel about raw food?
I am a proponent of raw
mm-hmm.
food. I'm not so nervous as many people are about the potential for bacterial contamination. We do hear a lot about that, E. coli and salmonella. But I believe that when foods are conscientiously prepared in the kitchen, much as we would our own foods,
mm-hmm.
very clean on a clean surface and clean environment, with minimal contamination, then that's a very low risk. Raw food allows the animal to eat as nature intended for it to do.
Right. You know, I know friends who have told me that they'll just, you know, hand over some raw chicken wings to their dogs and that the dogs love them and they're really great for them. But in my head, I just can't get it straight that they're not going to, you know, have an issue with the bones.
That is kind of scary from all we've heard about not feeding bones. The difference between the two is, a raw chicken wing or other chicken part, when American poultry goes to market, it's very young, and the bones have not hardened. They're quite soft.
Right.
And a dog can chew those up and make them into a small form that they can digest. But when bones have been heated, cooked and heated, when the dog bites them, they're hard, and they snap and sliver, and then they become a sharp foreign object going through their intestine, and that's the scary part.
Mm. definitely. Well, Dr. Baker, I so appreciate your expertise and you joining us. I know that there's a really a litany of other topics that we can talk about with you, as you're an expert on acupuncture, and so I hope you'll join us again soon in the future.
I'd be very happy to. Thank you.
Thank you. This has been Sarasota Dog, the audio edition. Thanks for joining us.